Lisa, LISA, Rabago, RABAGO, 52470, today's 3/12/24. 70, so she's a 54-year-old, this is a 54-year-old woman from Houston, separated, has 5 children. She used to be a heavy smoker and drinker, but she no longer does either one. She lives in a group home at this time. She's been disabled for years because of schizophrenia and schizoparanoid disorder, period. Her medication includes Cogentin, 1 milligram a day, Singulair, 10 milligram a day, Neurontin, 100 milligram TID, Oxybutin, ER, 15 milligram a day, Vistriol, 25 milligram 3 times a day, Topamax, 100 milligram at nighttime, Iron, 325 once a day, Losartan, 25 milligram a day, Primidone, 50 milligram once a day, Primidone, Senna for constipation, Albuterol inhaler, Diclofenac cream, and Symbicort inhaler. Medical problems include seizure disorder, tardive dyskinesia, partially controlled with Cogentin, anxiety, depression, schizoid disorder, disability because of her mental issues. Surgical history, hydrocephalus, she has a VP shunt in place. Family history, mom and dad are both alive, she doesn't know much about them. COVID immunization and hospitalization was a few months ago, secondary to a fall, she tells me. Her VF system has had swelling in her legs off and on. Her weight's been down 3 pounds. She complains of left hand pain and low back pain that appears to be bruised. On exam, her blood pressure is 140 over 90, pulse is 88, respirations 20. Well, she's at 100%. Heart positive, one positive, still lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen soft, low extremity shows no edema, skin shows no rash, no rash, but on focal, there is slight bruising about the left hand on the dorsum of the left hand. Number one, patient is disabled with a schizoid disorder. Number two, tardive dyskinesia. Number three, bladder spasm. Number four, seizure disorder. Number five, status post hydrocephalus with VP shunt. Number six, VP shunt appeared to be doing well. Number seven, anxiety. Number eight, controlled symptoms. Number nine, patient has no diagnosis, amenable to palliative and or hospice care. Next, number patient would benefit from home health to check her blood pressure and to keep an eye on her medication because she has a tendency to become very confused despite living in a group home, period. Next number, Motrin / Tylenol for left hand. Next number, if you're not improved, we'll get an x-ray. Next number is low back pain, multifactorial, no radiculopathy or neuropathy symptoms. Noted. Thank you.